Ah. Right, my lovely friends. Here we are, finally, live on LinkedIn. Kate and Odette, it's such a treat to kick off this series with you. Raising standards and tutoring together is something that we've been eager to talk about on a wider stage for a while. And it sort of was launched, the idea just birthed through a conversation with Kate last week where she said, Can I interview you? I'm like, anytime Kate wants to interview me, the answer is yes, because you've got the questions, you've got the insights, and you've got that fierce approach that's going to bring out some really juicy bits in this conversation. But it's only half an hour long. So let's see how far we can go in this conversation. Odette and I are so pleased to welcome you to our platform here.
Thanks for letting me in. I feel like I mean, there's phrases like blessing and curse, isn't there? But was, can't go wrong in 30 minutes, can it? Can it? No, it's really nice to chat. Because you guys, you gals, you queens are the queens of community. And I did a post a few days ago. Who knows what day it is? No one knows anymore. A few days ago. And it was about my heart, my roots lie in community. And I was thinking about you guys because you're all over LinkedIn, a bit like us guy a lot, right? We're all there.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah. I'm TikTok. I've seen you getting pizzas and I was gonna say espresso martinis, but that's me. But the community point, and so I was interested for me, selfishly, because I'm selfish, and for you guys and for the community of what does community actually mean. And you go on in a positive way about safe, skilled, supported, and community and raising standards and rising together. And I'm interested in how that feels. I'm interested in what it feels for you. I'm interested in what it looks like. I'm interested in talking about how it feels for me, and both in a work setting and outside of a work setting, because let's be honest, it's all just life. It's all just there together, in it. It's all just in the same love heart planet shape bubble. So I want to know what being supported means to you. And you know what? I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to ask about what it means for a tutor right now, because we'll get to that. Because we can only look after them when we do well with ourselves. So what does being supported mean to you two as kick-ass humans?
So Odette and I support each other consistently. And sometimes that means championing, and sometimes it means accepting and understanding. Sometimes it means a kick up the behind. Usually it's usually her foot and my behind. But mostly what it means is alignment. So Odette brought in this concept of alignment with f to qualified tutor when she first started working with us as a business consultant, and then I didn't let her go, obviously. And what that was about really was about making sure that we are we're on the same page, we're moving in the same direction. There's a gorgeous phrase that I heard from Fred Kaufman, who talks about it's not that we're all in the same boat, it's that we're all riding the same wave, like surfers. Yeah. And so for me, supportiveness does not mean being in the same boat. It means going in the same direction. It means seeing the same landscape. It's seeing the same set of needs. There's a gorgeous book from the founder of Waze, which is Uri Cohen, and he says, "Fall in love with the problem, not the solution." So Odette and I are supportive of each other, not just because we're friends and our kids have a really good time fighting with each other, but actually because we are aligned in a shared mission and vision, and we support each other in that purpose. So for me, supportiveness, my family are supportive, but that's different to being supported in a business context. What Odette and I do together is we move together towards a shared goal, and that purpose is, you turn 40. You'll see this in a minute, my darling. You turn 40, and all of a sudden, you're looking for purpose that is more than keeping your children alive and something that's going to justify your existence for the next 40 years. And that's where Odette and I are in life. We've had some short, sharp, 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 shocks. And we are really, really committed to bringing goodness into this world. And we support each other in doing that. Would you agree, Madani?
Yeah, I do. Obviously. I think something that's really important about being supported, because yes, our family and friends support, but that's the most supportive ones are the ones that have aligned values with us. So, and I think values are a really, really important part of this. We have a group of advisors, and they're awesome, all different backgrounds. And the thing that aligns us all are our values. Even though we can have a different opinion, even though we can challenge something or, you know, come up with an idea and feel like you're in a really safe space to say, hey, I've got an idea, why don't we do this? And they go, no, or yes, or whatever it is. We're coming from a place of truth, a place of where all our values are aligned. And that's why I think, you know, when we met you and Kirsten and our stories were similar, you were working for Kirsten with marketing and then you ended up in business with her. And there's lots of alignment there. But what's interesting is every time we catch up with you and many other people that we work with really closely, our values are aligned because we want to make a difference.
So what does that feel like?
You tell me, Kate, what does it feel like?
Yeah, but I give you businessy stuff, right? I give you business, and we can talk about like all of the important sentences around alignment and value.
I
want to know inside what it feels like to be supported and support someone else. What colour was it? What does it feel like when you are the recipient and the giver of support?
It's warm. It's like a big, cozy blanket that occasionally needs to be washed.
And for me, it's also guardrails. So it's like a weighted blanket, right? Yes. Because, you know, Odette and I have very different natures and I need structure. And she needs, I don't know what you need.
An answer.
so it's almost like, can I answer the opposite question? What not supported feels like? Because I think that that's a much, much sharper thing. Not supported means you can't have a go. Because if you fall, you'll fall too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not supported means the stakes too high. It means you're in an unsafe environment. So, you know, you asked me before about why safe, skilled and supported. Those three elements come right together. Because for me, I'm only safe when I'm supported.
Okay, so this is bringing to my mind, have you ever been to Go Ape? You know, when you're standing at the top of them things in a tree.
Surely you know me better than to know that I would go on Go Ape.
I did.
You did.
All right, but this is interesting. So you won't go, Julie, you won't go on Go Ape.
I will hold your bags all day long.
However, at Go Ape, you are supported because you have got safety nets around you. You've got rope tied to your back. You have been upskilled when you go on to somebody, probably a gorgeous person in like a hat with a beard and like a rugged jacket on, trains you. That's sort of what they look like. And they're about 27 and still haven't figured out what they want to do with their life. They train you, don't they? They upskill you. And safe, you've got all of your straps. So why won't you go on Go Ape? If going on Go Ape means you are safe, you are skilled and you're supported, yet you're still fearful. How do we get people to make sure that they can still go on Go Ape, even though we've told them they're safe, skilled and supported?
Okay, so for me, it's much more about what's the goal? Right? Going up to go back down, I didn't get anywhere. I don't get a thrill from physical danger. I do get a thrill from creative practices. I do get a thrill from these conversations. And I will go, for me, this is a Go Ape experience, right? Because I know you're a friend and I know that we're stopping in half an hour. But I don't entirely know where this conversation is going to go. And that becomes really interesting. So for me, safe, skilled and supported is only interesting if it serves my purpose, my nature. Just like, you know, there are some subjects in school that I didn't need to study. Like there are some, you know, pursuits in life that I don't need to sign. I don't need to do everything. But what you have just brought out there is that the structure of safe, skilled and supported is actually a requirement for being able to do anything, right? So I don't want to play Go Ape, but if I did, I would need those three things, yeah? Safe, skilled and supported is not limited to tutoring.
Absolutely.
It's definitely something that every teacher needs, but it's also something that every professional needs. It's something that every family member needs. It's something that we want to be able to bring to each other. I just happen to have chosen tutoring as the place to put my lever to move the world, right? That's where I know that I can put a little bit of pressure in precisely the right place that will make a difference to lots of tutors and therefore their families. And that will have a ripple effect that I believe is huge.
And on the subject of one thing you just said about Go Ape is that you go up and not sponsored by Go Ape, but I think I've only been once. You go up to then do an activity and to come back down. And in that activity, different people will have different experiences, different objectives of the feeling of that experience. But your description of it, Julie, was you go up to basically go back down, which made me think about safe, skilled and supported in the context of progress.
Ah, of
achieving something else, moving on to the next thing. And so one of my questions as a parent who before I got involved with Gaia, Poppy had a tutor, and when I met you guys I was like, okay, so safe, skilled and support in the context of tutoring, why do I care as a parent if my tutor, who was a beautiful person, who classic knew from friends of a friend and Facebook group and all that sort of stuff, why do I care if they're safe, skilled and supported? And what role does that play in the context of progress? Now we've outlined they're going up to right. Come back down is one, you can still be safe, skilled and supported and go up and just come down again.
Okay.
So awesome.
So the thinking, it comes like this. Firstly, of course, you need your tutor to be safe. And that's more and more of an issue when we're finding tutors online. And the reach is so, you know, you're not taking recommendations on the playground anymore. And therefore, you need to find somebody who, you know, the police check has been done just as it would have been done in school. You know that insurance is in place because you don't want there to be an issue where they trip over a wire or something happens. You need to make sure that they have safeguarding training just as they would in school, simply because they need to be able to be set up as an appropriate professional to work with children. Okay. We do the work that a school office would do before they put a child in front of children. And so do you.
Yeah. I think that is often missed by parents and taken maybe, and I'm not a tutor, nobody wants me to tutor children, missed by parents and missed by tutors, because surely if I like you and I've done a PGCE or whatever, then that's okay. And so the bringing that sort of risk assessment, risk mitigation to the forefront, using nice words, a bit like making sure your lanyard's clipped in when you're on a, don't think they do go out with lanyards, Adette. I think they're stronger than that when you're hanging off a tree, but you get my point.
The harder,
I don't think it's safe to wear a lanyard on a tree. Are you mad?
I didn't work at Go Ape. That's what I mean. I've never done that. So, but that's, I think, missed by parents because you work on the basis of personal recommendations and trust takes people a long, long way.
You got it.
So the risk point, and bring it to the forefront, risk with love, risk in a heart rather than risk with a toxic sign behind it, is the reassurance that the parents need, and it makes it easier for their tutor to have the conversation with the parents because they don't have to just go, well, Claire on the internet said it was really nice and I saw Jack at school once. And
you got it. And that's my story with qualified tutors. So when I started working with Julia, and I know you've heard this many times, I have four children. I was traveling the world and it was very busy, and I was spending about £1,000 a month on tutoring. And I was so desperate, and I wasn't educated to know how to choose a tutor. And then suddenly I was using all these tutors and Julia said to me, so who are you using? So I said, oh, that one and that one. And she's like, and what about that? And I'm like, oh no, that they work in that school over there and they're a teacher over there. And right. But when they come out of the classroom, when they're not, whether they're a TA or a qualified teacher or whatever it is, when they come out of the classroom, there isn't anything. And for me, tutors are really wonderful, wonderful human beings, really improving the outcomes for our students because they're able to really connect more than sometimes a class teacher. And especially when you start to get into secondary school, I've got two in secondary school now, and neither of them have a really strong relationship with any of the teachers because they're going from one class to the next. So they don't get a chance to build up. But with a tutor, it's different. And what happens is that there's advantages being taken in an unregulated space. I came from a world of developing people, global operations, PMOs, all the rest of it. And I spent my career building people up and following the rules. And then suddenly I'm giving my child to somebody who's not even safe. And when I ask a question and they say, but I'm a qualified teacher, I don't need insurance. What do you mean you don't need insurance? What do you mean? How can I check your DBS? Where are the terms and conditions for me, for safety for me and my family? Sometimes they're in my home. Sometimes they're going to their house. Sometimes it's online. And I was like, this is crazy. And as soon as I really understood the industry, because I didn't, I was like, yeah, I'm totally on board. And every time I speak to a parent, they're like, I had no idea. I just assumed that they've got a degree and they're covered. And I'm like, no. So suddenly there is a need that's out there, but parents are not educated to know. Where would we have been told?
So there's a knowledge gap, isn't there? There's a knowledge gap between the parent and the tutor because the skill sets are different, the background is different, and that is as it should be. But what the school does when it chooses a teacher, you don't have that in the tutoring world. There's this closeness between parents and tutors, and it needs to be mitigated for. It needs to be structured. There's no regulation in tutoring. And yeah. So something has to exist to say, this is what good looks like. This is what you should be looking for. Now, I've got one of my children working with three qualified tutor members at the moment to get him through his GCSEs. He's only got one shot at those GCSEs. I hope that he will pass and not have to do them again. But in order to make sure that that's true, I need to be able to choose wisely. The stakes are high when you choose a tutor. That child has a sharp need. And to be able to do that, there's some thinking that has to be done. And the parent is not the person to do that because they don't have that background. So the profession needs to take responsibility for articulating what good looks. For me, it comes down to these three elements of safe, skilled, and supported. And I'll tell you for why. Safe doesn't just mean that the child works with a safe adult. It does mean that. It also means that the child has a safe space around themselves to do that learning, to have that risk in a heart experience, right? We're looking for safety where the tutor themselves knows that they've shared their terms and conditions in advance and therefore somebody can't cancel on them last minute and they've got no recourse, yeah? Safe means lots of things. It doesn't just mean danger of abuse. It means proactively creating a safe environment for learning, which, as we know, is the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy, which, as we know, is what you need to be able to learn, right? Safety comes first. Now, beyond that, skilled, and to consider skilled, what we need to think about is how qualified is this tutor to work with this child at this time for this specific need? It's a really nuanced thing. There is no best in the world tutor except for this child at this time and this need. It's like choosing a pair of shoes, right? I do not need wellies for the beach. Well, I might do in the UK. I do not need flip-flops to climb a mountain. But sometimes flip-flops are the perfect shoe. So in order to choose a tutor, the parent needs to understand their child. The parent needs to understand what the educational goals are. The parent needs to factor in all of their assumptions. And Kate, I know you know a lot about that. And then they need to have the opportunity to go out there and choose with knowledge. So the whole concept of qualified tutor is closing that knowledge gap for parents and helping tutors to get the right work for them without needing to be social media moguls, right? I am not a better tutor because I know how to make a good flyer. Those are two separate skills. Absolutely. And it is so distracting that one is equated with the other. And everything that Odette and I are doing is working towards clarity. And I don't know if you've heard this metaphor before. When you want to make a glass lens clear, you have to rub it first with sandpaper or whatever it is, and you kick up a lot of dust. And so before it comes more clear, it actually becomes less clear. Yeah, the process of finding clarity has been a difficult journey. You asked me right at the beginning what supported feels like. Sometimes it feels hard. Sometimes it's somebody asking you a difficult question. Yeah. So for us, skilled means being able to have the pedagogical subject knowledge to help the child to achieve their outcomes, whether that's maths and English, whether it's confidence, whether it's choosing the right career for themselves. I'm raising 5 mad children at the moment. I say it in the lovingest way. It is not easy, right? It takes a village to be able to do that. So that last piece about supported, and then I will step back off my soapbox. When I was a lonely tutor in my kitchen with 3 children sleeping upstairs, and I was taking in other people's kids, I lost it. I struggled. And I struggled because I didn't know if I was doing it well. I struggled because it didn't matter to me that the parents were happy because they weren't really in the session. They didn't really understand what I needed to achieve with those children. So for me, supported means having peers around me who will support and challenge me. And I am blessed to have that now. But I'm telling you, and I Dee, who's in the room today, you know, who is by far the most quotable human I know, will tell you that being supported is a game changer.
Well, on that subject, hi, Dee. And Dee, there's me thinking I'm the most quotable person that Julia knows, no, but clearly not today. Or so I get this, right? Get it, it makes sense. And this is super, super useful for me, both as a parent of a child who has had tutoring and my role of Gaia, obviously. But what does it feel like to the tutors? Because, Odette, when you were talking about started to talk about knowledge gap and the knowledge gap in parenting, and they don't know what they don't know, and you don't know the risks are there, no matter how to mitigate them, and all of that sort of stuff. You know, I don't know, you guys will know the kind of typical career path of a tutor, and we get applications at Gaia, right, as educators who have come in different entry points, different levels of experience, qualifications, all that sort of stuff. But is there a knowledge gap for tutors as well? That you should have these things, that you could have these things, that's what supported is, what it looks like, and then, oh, I understand what it looks like, and now this is what it feels like. Yeah. Dee is nodding, and Dee, as the most quotable person.
Unmute her!
I can't do that. I have no power. You, Dee. So what does it look... So Dee, tell us who you are. You're part of the qualified tutor community.
I am. It's coming up for three years now, I think. I was introduced by Helen, who's even more long-standing in QT than I am. I am a qualified teacher. I came to teaching is 40s your middle age? What is middle age now?
This is a loaded question.
Dee, you're 21. Just go. Good.
I'm 59 next week.
Shh, stop telling everyone.
Sorry. So I did a PGCE, I got QTS, I managed to teach in a secondary classroom without coming to serious harm or bringing too many of my students to serious harm, I think, before I discovered that wasn't a fit for me, and I ended up working with Merchant Navy deck cadets, and I was teaching them maths, and I did that for 13 years, but I did little bits of tutoring because people asked me to. And then when I took redundancy, I needed to earn some money. So I thought, well, I'll do tutoring. I'll only have to do it for another couple of years and I can retire. Yeah, right. And so I floundered around for a few months. I picked up some students. I was lucky enough to, through a friend, to work with home educated students. That was regular income. It was the most stressful thing I've ever done, to be in a room with 12 youngsters who were all at completely different mathematical levels, and I had to get them somewhere. Not sure I succeeded getting them anywhere, but anyway, I tried. And then I started working with a tutoring business, and that filled a lot of my afternoon gaps and my other gaps. And it's about a two-thirds, one-third split now. Two-thirds of my students come from a business and a third of them have come to me direct. But when I found qualified tutor, and this is my really famous quote, is I didn't realize I needed supporting until I was being supported.
Yeah.
I felt completely isolated. I went to Twitter to find other math teachers to work out if my pedagogy was up to speed. I discovered that early careers teachers were now what they called NQTs. That starters, mains and plenaries, that had all changed, and they did do nows and exit tickets. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was the same, but there was a lot of stuff that was different. And little by little, I realized there was a lot I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And then I became aware of what I didn't know, which was kind of scary. But QT provided a community of tutors. So I realized that a lot of people were going through what I was going through. They also provided the most incredible professional development, not actually in a little bit in maths, because I was able to network with other maths tutors, but the likes of Sarah Lynn Hodder and Jack Simmons, whose fortnightly sessions equipped me in ways I really didn't know. I didn't know all that stuff. And it blew me out of the water. It absolutely blew me out of the water. And QT has been a game changer. I would say it was a lifesaver. I would not be here today if it wasn't for QT. I would have self-combusted or something by now.
Oh, fine, Dee. You can win the prize for being the most quotable person that Julia has ever known, and me as well. So the knowledge gap that you had, like the knowledge gap that a parent has, is pretty huge, pretty significant and important, right? Important. You just said life changer, game changer, lifesaver sort of language, and the parents go, what, that you're telling me I need to think about risk, but I'm cooking dinner and working and raising children and trying to be kind and all of these things. So you girls have got, you know, just a bit on, just quite a lot to do in this space then. And then
especially
you've got,
especially if you think about that little person in the middle, right? And I know that's where your eye always is, because when all the adults are stretched and not clear and insecure and floundering, it's the child who gets it in the neck. Not only, and I have seen this with my own children, not only they are failed because the adults who are supporting them are failing to support them, but also they think it's their fault. They don't realize, right? So for us, by putting that support and that goodness in place in the adults, what we're doing is we're creating this overflow that falls through to the students. So something that Dee just mentioned before about Jack and Sarah Lynn sessions. So what we run currently is supervision circles. So every other Wednesday, we will be hosting a conversation where tutors get to debrief. This is what happened this week. This is what I'm stressed about with this student. And actually, with the support of the hive mind, yeah, other safe, trustful people who have been in the same situation, we have a conversation that goes, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, how does this align with your values? What are you going to do about this? And tutors come back and they say, I didn't realize that I had that power. I didn't realize I found myself in that conversation. Well, and so the parent gets...
Look what happened to me in the WhatsApp last week.
Go on.
I love my Wednesdays. My four tutees on a Wednesday, some of my most longstanding tutees, and they won't get me to the end of the week usually. And the last one of the day started well and ended not so well. I felt I'd failed the student because of what she needed, I didn't feel I had been able to supply. So in the I can't remember which it was, the one of the groups
talking tutoring in the WhatsApp,
that's the one. And so I had a mini meltdown, I guess you could describe it as. And I was reminded that I had turned up in that group and tried and looked for ways of fixing the problem.
Yeah.
So I'd offloaded the stress and the feeling of failure and all the rest of it. People made some suggestions, and then I was reminded that I'd done the most important thing.
We can't hear Dee anymore, but she cut out. But Dee, I think you were just finishing on the point of, you have utilized the support network that sits around you to bring to them the challenges that you were feeling and the things that you were experiencing. And the group reminded you, hi, Queen, you turned up and you talked to us about this challenge, which is the whole reason that we're here. Yes. Thank you, Dee. Yes, you are the most quotable. The recording will evidence it in every sense. Thank you, folks, for indulging me and giving me a genuine insight into both the purpose and the how and the why of what qualified tutor do. And I think the professionalism, the credibility, the community, and I hope, and I think I see how the community support you as much as you support the community. And then that's what it all turns into, the whole, doesn't it?
That's what this conversation has certainly felt like for me. Thank you.
Good. All right then. Well, have a lovely rest of your, oh my goodness, it's only Monday. Good luck on Wednesday, Dee. Make it to Wednesday. Have a good conversation on the supporting chat and then get through to Friday. But I will see you all on LinkedIn.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Dee.
Bye.